play their hearts out. A Coach, His Star Recruit, and the Youth Basketball Machine by George Dorman. Read by Emily Rose Spear. For my parents who encouraged and enabled grand pursuits. Author's note. This book is the result of more than 8 years of reporting, and I witnessed most of the events and conversations depicted. I tried to avoid using material for which I was not present, though in some instances it was central to the narrative and had to be recreated through interviews with those involved. Relying on others to recall past events is an imperfect method of fact-gathering. I was left to trust that they would provide an honest version of what occurred. In cases where differing accounts were offered, I noted that in the text or went with the version relayed by the majority of those present. Prologue. Hunting for Kids. On a clear and warm Sunday afternoon in September of 1996, a basketball game was played in the gym at Riverside Community College in Southern California. No one from the school knew the game was scheduled, and the organizer, 26-year-old Joe Keller, thought he would have to break into the gym and open the doors from the inside. At the last minute, a friend procured a key, but Keller was unable to turn on the scoreboard or the clock, so the score and the time were kept manually. There was no advance advertising of the game, no newspaper articles or internet postings, yet fans filed in as soon as the doors opened. Estimates vary as to how many people filled the worn bleachers, but the crowd numbered at least 300 and might